God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text coming from our Gospel reading has an account where Jesus heals a person who was born blind. And this is kind of interesting because during that time, the religious leaders and the people kind of thought that if you had some sort of physical disability, like blindness from birth, it was probably because either you had sinned, but more than likely because your parents had sinned. You know, we may laugh at this and go, how silly. How silly it is to think like that, you know, especially today and with our modern science. You know, I have a good idea why some of these disabilities occur, whether it be blindness, whether it be deafness or muteness or any other type of disability or illness occurs. But I'd even like to question your thinking for a moment. How many times do we think that when something bad or evil happens to us, that God may be punishing us? Too often, we are very quick to assume this. So in one essence, even though we have a good idea about the sciences and understanding of the body, not as full to an extent as we'd like, we, like the Pharisees in our text, sometimes jump to the wrong conclusions. The Pharisees also jumped to the wrong conclusions. They thought that they could see God's Word and they were correctly following God's Word. But yet, in our text, they said to this blind man, "You were steeped in sin from birth. How dare you lecture us?" As this blind man said that Jesus was a prophet. You see, we have to remember that the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders, thought that they could see, they thought they were the right people, and that everyone should emulate them or follow them. Yet they refused to believe that a man had been given his sight. Even though they probably knew this man probably from birth and knew that he couldn't see, were probably even brought to the Pharisees to be cleansed, and the Pharisees couldn't do it. And now when this man's eyes were opened, you would think that the Pharisees would just shout for joy. But instead of shouting for joy, they were green with envy. They were jealous. Not because of the man's victory over blindness, but because of Jesus' victory. They were upset that Jesus was gaining more and more power. He was able to do things that they couldn't do. And remembering that they thought that they were the true followers of God. Well, when they could no longer deny the fact that this man who was born blind was now able to see, they treated the whole matter with contempt. They were even arguing amongst themselves, and finally when this man finally was asked, "Well, what do you think?" And this man said, "Well, Jesus must be a prophet." They threw him out. And throwing him out is more than just, say, throwing him out of a church. You got to remember, during that time, it's not like how we have things here in the United States now. In this community of ours in West Chicago, there are many churches. If you get thrown out of one, you could probably just go to another one. Back then, they didn't have such a luxury. If you were thrown out of that church, you were also thrown out of that community. There was a lot of power that the Pharisees had, and they abused. And they abused it in the name of religion. They abused it in the name of following God. And they abused it, in one essence, by denying someone the forgiveness of sins. How can I make the connection of the forgiveness of sins by the blindness? Plain and simple. They related that disability with sin. Likewise, we also relate when anything bad or nasty happens to us with, what did I do wrong? Why is God punishing me? Needless to say, when that is removed, when we are healed, and to be healed by God also means to be forgiven of sin. The Pharisees picked up on that, and they said, "We don't want this Jesus or this new religion around us." They wouldn't admit that they were even spiritually blind to God's own Son. Therefore, their guilt remains. Now, too often we may say, well, that was many years ago, Pastor. You know, we don't think that way today. But unfortunately, even in today's world, we find many skeptics who deny the miracles of what Jesus did. Many people who are trying to, quote-unquote, prove the Bible. And the bottom line is, I can't prove the Bible. That's why we believe it by faith. We have skeptics who are trying to prove the various errors in the gospel story, trying to accuse Jesus of one deception after another. We don't even have to go too far to find Christians trying to twist God's word, deceiving and being deceived. Why? Because they don't understand God's love and His forgiveness. We have to remember why Jesus came, why God had to take on flesh and blood. He took on flesh and blood to die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we wouldn't be held in bondage to those sins, but have the eternal life to be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above. That is something we can't do by ourselves, but we need a Savior. You see, Jesus came so that the blind would see. We have to remember, like that blind man, we are born spiritually blind. Yes, we may be able to see with our eyes, but from the moment we were born unable to save ourselves. We were opposed to God. And let me do another connecting point to sort of prove how we are opposed to God. Let's pick up not necessarily the blindness, but the forgiveness aspect of our text. How quick are we to forgive someone else? Now, I don't know about you, but if you're really honest, I think you'd probably say, there are some people I can probably forgive, but it also depends on what they do and how they did it. We start qualifying that forgiveness. And there are some people we just might say, Pastor, I don't care what you say. I will never forgive that person. You don't know what that person has done to me. Well, just keep that in the back of your mind for right now. Because two things. One is I'll relate that to our text, but number two, my little commercial break here, starting next Sunday during the adult Bible class time at 9:30 downstairs in our fellowship hall, we are starting a new Bible study topic on how Christians choose to forgive. So if forgiveness is a problem or a concern for you, you might want to find yourself downstairs next Sunday. But if you're happy with your unforgiveness, we need to continue on with our text, because we have to remember, what did God do? Let's go back to this blind man. This blind man was before Jesus. This blind man didn't do anything special. He didn't earn or merit the forgiveness of sins nor the restoration of his sight. Jesus, out of his love for a sinner, out of his grace and mercy for a sinner, freely forgave him and opened his eyes. You see, Jesus alone can open eyes. He opened our eyes so that we are no longer opposed to God, but now we're able to see God. Now let me unpack that statement a little bit more. I mentioned before how from the moment we were born spiritually blind, unable to see God, and I use the concept of forgiveness to illustrate that point, because God says, we'll be praying it in a little bit in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses, or forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass or sin against us. You see, we have to remember that love comes from God first. He loves us first so that we can love other people. Forgiveness is one way of showing God's love to other people. But yet, we want to enjoy God's love. We want to enjoy His forgiveness. But how often does that love and forgiveness flow through us to other people? At that point, we usually like to stop and say, no, I want to qualify that love. I want to qualify that forgiveness. I don't want it to go to whoever it may be over there I need to forgive. That's when we close our eyes to God's love and forgiveness. and we ourselves become blind, because that's exactly what the Pharisees did in our text. They closed their eyes to God's love and forgiveness to this man who was born blind because, as they said, he was steeped in sin from birth. They weren't going to listen to him, even though he said that Jesus was a prophet. They knew better. Not really. They were just blind. Blind to God's word, blind to God's love, blind to God's forgiveness. Oh, I'm sure that they loved people, probably other Pharisees. I'm sure that they even forgave people, likewise, other Pharisees, or other people that they liked. But now what about all people? Can we forgive all people? Our human sinful nature kicks in and says, I want to shut my eyes to God's love because I want to withhold that forgiveness. And I want to challenge you today to open up your eyes to God's love and look at the cross. When Jesus dies on the cross, he doesn't just die on the cross for the forgiveness of sins of the Pharisees or the religious leaders, but for the sins of the people of the whole world. Jesus demonstrates this by healing a blind man. Jesus alone can open our eyes. Through the gospel, Jesus opens our eyes for the first time if we were brought as an infant or as a young child to the baptismal font. Through water connected with God's holy word, our eyes are opened. The Holy Spirit now resides within us. We are baptized in His name, and a new creature comes forth. As the blind man said to Jesus later on in our text, I believe. After our eyes are opened, we say, I believe. We say those little children who have been baptized in His name do believe and trust in Jesus as their Savior. You see, Jesus sharpens our focus, sharpens our vision, so that we can see His love, we can see His forgiveness. And by the way, as we're talking about the faith of those little children, it's a lot easier for those children to forgive someone than it is for their parents to forgive people. The truth of the matter is, as we get older, it seems like we become more and more blind to God's love and forgiveness. We have a harder time sharing that love and forgiveness with those around us. We want to retain those people's sins. And so the obstacles of our unforgiveness blurs God's gospel message of the forgiveness of sins for all people. But just as Jesus enabled the blind man to see and healed him and forgave him his sins, and the blind man was able to confess that faith, Jesus also enables us by opening our eyes to His gospel love and the forgiveness of sins. And through us, that message goes on. We need to get past our blindness, our human nature, and open our eyes and see Jesus, to share that love and forgiveness in a way that our world just doesn't understand. It is unnatural. Why? Because we were born blind. It's tough to do. It's next to impossible. Actually, Martin Luther said, it is impossible for us and us alone. In his explanation to the third article of the Apostles' Creed, Martin Luther says, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or come to Him. Martin Luther reminds us it's the Holy Spirit who calls us. It's the Holy Spirit who opens our eyes. It's the Holy Spirit who brings light into our dark world so that we are no longer spiritually blind, but live in the light that Christ alone gives. Now, as the title of my message says, are we blind enough to forgive? Because sometimes, as Christians, we have to sit there and say, God, I just don't understand this forgiveness. I'd rather hate. I'd rather be angry. I'd rather be frustrated with someone than to love them and forgive them. So we ask the Lord to close our eyes to our human sinful nature and open our eyes to see His love. Are we blind enough to put down that sinful nature within us to freely forgive other people without trying to hold a cost to them? Just do it because God first loved us. Remembering how God freely loves each and every one of us, how He bestows that forgiveness of sins freely upon us, can we not take that same love and forgive other people? The religious leaders, the Pharisees in our text, were unable to do that with the blind man. But fortunately for us, we have a God who first loves us so that we can love other people. He shows His grace and mercy to a blind man just like He shows His grace and mercy to each and every one of us, to open our eyes to see His love and to focus on that forgiveness which He alone brings. So on this day, if we're finding it a little tough to forgive, we need to remind ourselves of our text, how God freely gives His love and mercy to a blind man, and how He freely gives His love and mercy even to us sinners who don't deserve it and have a hard time forgiving. That truly is the grace of God. That's the gospel message that we hear today, and that's the message we need to reflect and share with a world that's still struggling with the concept of forgiveness. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.